Welcome to Shomach Shoma on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishpas Hami Hakasholim Le'abas Hitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Mem. The Gemara, towards the end of the second parak, brings the story that Rebbe had a stomachache and he needed something to heal himself. And he wanted to know if you can use apple cider of a goy, of a kachavim, and told him, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, that his father said that it's okay. So Gemara says they found in Rav Kechavim they had 300 barrels of apple cider that were 70 years old. So Rabbi drank it, and he said, Baruch HaMokom Shemosar Olam HaLashomrim. He said, Baruch HaTakosh Baruch Hu, that he gave the world to guards, to Shomrim. There are people that are Shomrim in the world. Now the Maharsha explains, what is this Baruch HaMokom? Baruch HaMokom Shemosar Olam HaLashomrim. So he says, when other Rishon was in Gan Eden, he was supposed to of the Lashama, the world did not belong to him. He just had to guard the world. But when he was kicked out of Gan Eden, now the world belongs to him. Haaretz Nosan Livnei Adam, which Baruch gave the world to human beings. So he says that's what Rebbe is saying. Baruch HaMakom Shemosar Olam HaLashomrim, meaning, well, we used to be Shomrim, but now we actually can benefit from the world. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the benefit of the worlds in this world. Israel Masha says that it's a little hard to understand. Why is this a bracha? The Adam Rishu Kedem Achet, he was only a shomer, and he's saying thank you that we're not a shomer anymore. It's a little hard to understand it. But most of the Mefarshim say Adivim Shat. They say what it means, Baruch HaMakom Shemosar Olam HaLashomrim, is that sometimes you have one person holding on to something, and the only purpose why he's holding on to it is in order to be a shomer to give it to somebody else. This is the pshat that Boine on the In Yaakov explains. He says, sometimes the Kishbol create in the world things that need to, someone has to benefit from it, but he doesn't have it yet. So somebody else is being a shomer, is being a guard to hold on to it. Like in this case, the guy who was holding on for 70 years, apple cider, the Rebbe needed to benefit from. And Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Avodas Avodah, he brings a mashal l'dover zeh. He says, if there is a rich person coming and supporting an orphan, it's a beautiful thing. You always have to thank that rich person for supporting the orphan. But imagine that the orphan had a father who was extremely rich. And when he died, they appointed an apotropos. They appointed a guardian to hold on to the money for the kids of this rich person. Now the kid grows up and the apotropos gives the money to the kid. Do you go and thank the apotropos for being so generous and giving the money to the child? No. Obviously, you thank it for being very honest and guarding it for him, but it's not the money of the apotropos. It belongs to the kid. He was just a shomer. He was just a guard holding on to it. So he says, when the pasuk says, the Hashem aretz umloyo, and then it says, v'aretz nasa livnei odom. Who are the bnei odom? The bnei odom or his Am Yisrael. The goyim were not the ones that aretz nasa livnei odom. So what are the goyim in the world? They're only the shomrim. They're only guarding it for Am Yisrael. As we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, that whatever we must do in this world is only for Klal Yisrael. So says Rabbi, Baruch HaMakom Shemosar Olam HaLashomrim. For a goy, he's just guarding what we have in this world for Am Yisrael to benefit from. And Ayin Ben Yoyodo, he brings the pasuk that says, Rabbi Morim Miyareinu Toiv, meaning people say, you don't have anything good. Neso Aleinu Or Panecho Hashem, meaning, we are waiting for Kadosh Baruch Hu to show the Toiv when we get to Olam Haba. Nachat Simcha Belibi means Gonom V'Tiroi Shem Rabu. I'm very pleased because they have so much to go. What does it mean? It says the Ben Yoyado, we'll see the Umas Olam are so rich, they own so much, that just gives us happiness because whatever they're holding on to will be given to us. They're just Shomrim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave all the good in the world to the Shomrim, to the Umas Olam, so Am Yisrael can benefit from it eventually. And the Shulam Meishiv in the Sefer Divrei Shaul brings the Divrei Rambam. It says that sometimes you have a person who has a beautiful garden and with beautiful fruits, and the only reason he has is for the tzaddik to come and enjoy and benefit from it eventually. So the same thing over here. There's this great apple cider in the world, but it's really given to a shomer to hold on to give it to Rebbe. And in the Sefer Likuti Basa Likuti, he quotes the Sefer called Divrei Yirmiyahu on Chumash Mois. And then he says, Dover Niflamoit, it says the Parash B'Shalach, the Bnei Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they went to where Baal Peor was. So he says, what does it mean? He brings up Shat, he says, that Yosef had all the oitzus, all the treasures. Where did he hide the treasures? He hid it in a place, and he put the Baal Peor on top of it. Why? Because he knew that if there'll be Baal Peor, nobody's going to get close to the place because they have a Avodah Zarah over there. So he put the Baal Peor there in order to hide the treasures. So meaning, sometimes in the world, the things, the good things are guarded by the klipas. That's what it means. There's different klipas that are guarding the good things behind it, so nobody should get close to it. Says that's the pshat, that the Christians are very involved in the Torah Shebichtav. Says that's how the Torah was preserved, because the printing of the Bible came by the Christians. How they were so busy with it, so we had the preservation of the Torah. And he goes to say, based on that, something regarding Yonah the Yoyma. He says, that's the pshat that we have in the Har HaBayis, there is the mosque of the Muslims. Why is that so? He says, because all over the world, they dig down wherever they found the place with these old kings, there was history over there. There's archaeological digging to go underneath and ruin it and find all kinds of treasures. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep all what is under Har HaBayis for Am Yisrael. So therefore, it's mesayviv to have all kinds of shomrim, all kinds of guards to hold these places, so nobody will go and dig down there. This is the inyan of Baruch HaMakom Shemosar Olam L'Shomrim. The world is guarded with different people for Klal Yisrael. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email? So what's a group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.